Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Antonio Brown holds no prisoners, does he?
No, he just tweeted out, Ben Roethlisberger's still mad that Ben Roethlisberger's sister did something to Antonio Brown at the 2011 Pro Bowl. She's a good girl.
She pleasured him.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
AB.
You know, her dentist didn't say she couldn't.
Oh, no. No. I'm not touching that.
That's not what she said.
Here we go. This isn't me. Pull Robin to the office today. Sorry.
You know me. I go to the office 10 minutes later. You'd be wondering what you did.
You started it probably. Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't have done it if you didn't make up these dumb rules. I wouldn't have broken the rules. You made them up. Your fault.
Well, I mean, Joe had sent the list of, five players?
We're effing Jonas Schaefer, folks, for those of you wondering where's Jonas. We're effing him right now.
Five players are going to take up 58% of the cap hit next year?
$74.5 million, man.
For Lamar.
$74.5 million. Are we going to get a contract extension by him soon? Restructure this thing?
You're going to need one. That's the way
the whole band's going to break up if you don't.
Yeah, so as I'm looking at it, Jonas tweeted this out. Lamar Jackson, 74.5. That's almost 25.
That's 2026, right?
Is this 2026 roster? Yeah. Yep. So not this year, but next year.
Next year.
Yeah. So Lamar Jackson, $74.5 million. Nnamdi Matabike, 30.975. Roquan, 28.7. I got news for you. Roquan's probably going to have to restructure at some point, too, coming up, even though he just got that. Marlon Humphrey at 26.2. Kyle Hamilton at 18.6. And that takes up 58%. 41% is what he's saying. In 2025, these guys take up 41% of the cap hit. In 2026, it's 58.
You got to get something done. If not, you know, you talk about championship window. Shoes. If I'm Lamar Jackson, Ed, I want to rework my contract. You know why?
Absolutely, because I want a ring.
Not only that, okay, that too. But if you rework my contract, that means you got to give me more money up front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I put more money in the bank.
Must be the money.
Yep.
Sorry. You know, when you look at Lamar getting paid, and obviously it had to happen, and this is what they've said before, I think outside of Pat Mahomes, when you pay your quarterback, usually you end up struggling because now it's taking up a bulk of that cap space. Like when Russell Wilson got paid,
the Bucks to the Seahawks,
the Legion of Boom was no more booming.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they were all gone. Richard Seymour, what was the safety? Brandon, I can't remember his name, but you had Earl Thomas there. And then, of course, the other corner. Like, they're all gone. The whole defense changed. It was no longer the Legion of Boom because you had to pay your quarterback. And the Ravens now, like, again, you draft well. You paid your quarterback who you drafted.
Is that what Buffalo's going through right now?
I think so, and I think that's why Josh Allen got restructured. Billy Beane going on and going at station hosts. Going after radio station hosts for criticizing him for not drafting wide receivers or picking up anybody. And he's just like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. And then they just signed Elijah Moore.
I'm glad the front office people in Baltimore don't do that.
Yeah.
Go after the radio station people.
Well, they can go after their own radio station people. Shh, stay over there. Not over here.
Why are you laughing at?
No reason.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Quarterbacks, if I someone asked me to restructure my deal, it does one of two things. Well, it actually does two things. It not only gives me money up front, but it extends the time that I can be on this roster. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. Extend me. Tom Brady, everybody's like, Tom Brady's taking less money. Yeah, on the back end, on the front end, he's getting cash. He's getting cash, man. Cream.
Yeah, look, and it's all part of the game and how things work. You know, we always talk about fans are like, why can't you go get this guy? Why can't you get that guy? It's a salary cap. That's what makes this sport special is that, you know, you don't need to be the team. You don't need to be L.A. spending all that money to try to get into the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. You can spend the same amount that everybody else can.
Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, Jonas Schaefer. Good morning to you, Jonas.
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Doing well, man. We just talked about Lamar Jackson. In 2026, his cap hit is going to be $74.5 million. Does that have anything to do with them not giving the fifth-year option to Linderbaum, not knowing their financial situation?
I guess you could say a little bit. I think you want, you know, a certain amount of cost certainty with how this is going to play out. And I think, you know, it's not just Lamar that, you know, has a cap spike. Like Roquan goes up, Marlon goes up. We all obviously know that Kyle's going to go up. But I think, you know, once they had that second Pro Bowl honor hit for Tyler Linderbaum, that really pushed up his fifth year option. I think that was always going to make it tough. You know, you don't want to give leverage over to the agent of Tyler Linderbaum as you're negotiating this. Because if you say, hey, you know, in this corner of the world, we think you're worth $23 million, but then as we negotiate this contract, we're only going to, you know, give you $18 or $19 million. That's a little bit, you know, tough to swallow if you're the other side of the negotiating table. So I think Eric's savvy. I think he's smart. But I also do think that, yes, you know, because of where they are cap-wise and because of how they still have this urgent need to kind of smooth out this cap from Lamar, I think that definitely did play a factor.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Eric is very, very good at this. I think he's the best GM in the game right now. Because this is a financial decision and not a performance decision, it's still tough to swallow for Linderbaum, I'm sure. You see, he's a two-time, you know, Pro Bowler. Are we in danger of losing him? Because, you know, sometimes guys get their nose out of joint with things like this, and he's a very important part of that offense.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that we had more time after the draft to just kind of ask Eric about his plans for this offseason, for the near future, because we are kind of heading to a point where, like, they are running out of money. They will run out of money to sign all the big-name players that you know, Ravens fans really adore. Like, they've already got, you know, Roquan under contract. They've got Madubuike, Marlon, Lamar, obviously. But, you know, if you want to sign Kyle and Travis Jones and maybe re-sign Marlon Humphrey, and, oh, by the way, you know, after next year, it'll be Zay Flowers who's up for an extension. They can always re-sign Rashad Bateman. And it will come down to just which of these guys they see as absolute, you know, tentpole fundamental players that they have. I mean, it's pretty interesting if you compare just kind of their contract distribution, the Ravens, to the rest of the NFL. Like, they are becoming very polarized, by which I mean they are having a lot of, you know, very cheap young rookie contracts, and they're obviously now heading to a portion where they also have a lot of very high-end, you know, blue-chip contracts. And I don't want to call it like a stars and scrubs type roster build, because a lot of the guys that they have gotten on these roster contracts have been very good, but you don't see a lot of, you know, money for these mid-tier players, like, you know, perhaps a Patrick McCary, who's making, I don't know, like, you know, somewhere between the 20th to 40th most money at his position in the NFL. And so it's a good thing to have, to be able to have all these players that you want to pay a lot of money to, but at a certain point, even without, you know, high the NFL salary cap escalates, it's going to be tough to keep everyone that you absolutely want.
Jonas, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't think you can answer, but the Ravens, it looks like they had another successful draft. We'll see the players on the field. They drafted a kicker. When do you think we find out something about Tucker?
I wish I knew, man.
Yeah.
I wish I knew. as much as I'm looking forward to charting that competition in training camp, I don't know. You know, something could happen in 2 weeks' time. Something could happen, in October. You know, just when we were doing the reporting on Justin Tucker and just looking at what the timetable could be, there were investigations by the NFL with far fewer parties that had to talk with investigators, and they took anywhere from like 6 to 9 months. And this is a whole, much bigger deal with a lot more parties involved and a lot more serious allegations. So I would like to say that it would be done in an expeditious manner and that we will know by the start of training camp whether Justin Tucker is on this roster. If they are indeed right and Stassi Brown is correct that they were going to let this investigation play out. But, man, this is a lot to get your kind of arms around.
There he is, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, tell folks I can follow you on social media.
Yeah, just Jonas_Schaefer, JonasSHAFFER. And then obviously all our work on BaltimoreBanner.com. We've got rookie mini camp coming up on Sunday.
You are the man. Thanks a lot, Jonas.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057 is the number. We're giving out shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, thoughts on the future of LeBron James and Giannis as both teams are eliminated from the postseason. NBA up next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group, and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And and just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play. I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest. So we'll see.
Oh, boy. Every freaking year. And I don't even blame him because they ask him every year. How about just let him – he just lost in the NBA playoffs. How about just let him just decompress and figure it out? Why you got to ask him moments after the disappointment of losing in game five? I'm not even – the frustration for me, Ed, is not even what LeBron is saying because I don't know what I would say in that moment. I don't. There have been times as a coach I thought to myself, that's it for me. I'm not coming back next year. Because you lost in a very disappointment and it was a bitter taste. And then you sit back and you think about it and think, what else am I going to do? So it's not even LeBron's answer that annoys me. It's the fact that why do you have to ask him this moments after every the exit from every playoff year? Yeah. I get sick of it.
Yeah. There was also the Redick, explosion there. Yeah. I mean, that seemed like a fair question. I agree with you on LeBron, though. It's like, but, you know, it's like that old thing from Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. He's such a, one of the icons of that game. I mean, he may not be the greatest player in the history of the game, but he's right up there.
He is. He's in the conversation.
He's in that conversation.
But let me ask you this. As the game ended, was the first thing that came to your mind is, man, I wonder if he's coming back next year? Because it wasn't mine. That wasn't the first thing that came to my mind.
No, me either.
So why ask?
I know. I just feel like they think they have to. I don't know, honestly.
I got to be honest. It is the first thing that comes to my mind. Pick any other player in the league. Like, if this was C.J. McCollum's last game, I don't give a rat's ass. if this was somebody else, if Damian Lillard had come out and said, hey, man, my career's over, and he's saying he's going to push and try to come back, I do care about it. But I agree with you. Like, it's just done too much. It's the...
I reference this? Yeah. And I'm glad you said it that way. I'm not saying I don't care whether he's coming back, because I do. I assume he is unless he tells me otherwise. That's my point.
And by the way,
why do you have to ask him that every year? Let him tell you.
Do you think he's not going to tell you? Hell, he had a press conference at a Boys and Girls Club.
Exactly.
The Heat.
Exactly. So why? My point, you're right. I care whether he's coming back. He's LeBron James.
By the way, the only thing I cared about is what everybody was saying about Luka afterwards. Like, man, screw you. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, people are down on him saying, look at the trade. He doesn't play defense. And maybe they've been better off with AD. You mean the guy that didn't play at all? The guy that got hurt in his first game with Dallas and then came back? They were, the two seed when Luka took them to the two seed?
Yeah.
They were the fifth seed, and then obviously they dropped down, and here they are. They lose to the Wolves in the first round, and what did we say before the series start? I like this Lakers team. I like the pieces they have, but they have no centers. They have no centers. They can't guard them.
I can ask you guys a question, because this is obviously your area.
Mm-hmm.
What about the decision of Redick to become like Thibodeau? Like, why would you have these older players in for 40 and 41 minutes?
I think this is game five.
Yeah, I think they got gas, though.
Yeah. I think you're right.
They
scored
16 points in the fourth quarter.
I think inexperience kicked in. I think he panicked.
He flinched.
Yeah, he panicked in game five.
He was so scared.
Face elimination.
He was so scared to take out the stars that it's like, if I take them out, I'm going to be criticized. And LeBron played, I think LeBron's 2-12
minutes
in his last 14 playoff games or something like that. 2-12?
He is?
Something like that, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Since the bubble?
Yeah. Since they won it all.
David and Perry Hall, you and I are on the same page. Go ahead, man.
He's one of the best ever. He really enjoys the limelight. He's going to take a victory lap. He's going to take his tour. It's a no-brainer that he's coming back, as far as I'm concerned. The question is, don't.
He's not retiring from the podium. He's going to, as you said, he's LeBron James. If he retires, he's going to let us know before the season begins, and he's going to get his rocking chair from these people. He's going to get a gift from them. He's going to soak it in. He ain't retiring like this. David is right. I mean, this is a dumb question because LeBron James is going to retire on his terms, and his terms is for the love fest. That's the 82-game NBA season. He ain't retiring like this.
Well, and the other part of this, too, is like, does the reporter feel like he has to ask that question? Is he going to, hey, how come you didn't ask LeBron if he's retiring or not? And again, like, Do you think he's going to tell you yes in that moment as well? Do you think so? Like, because if LeBron...
And I hope they don't get a limited amount of questions, because you just wasted one on the dumbest one.
And by the way, like the caller was saying, when LeBron retires, he's not retiring like Tim Duncan.
No.
He's not going, hey, guess what? That was my last game. He's like, well, what do you mean? You didn't tell us you were retired. Like, it's over? No, he's taking that. He's doing the whole thing. He's going to get the Kobe thing where he goes around. Everybody's giving him crappy gifts. He gets the celebration in Cleveland. He's got to say goodbye to the Cavs. You know, all that stuff's going to happen. I just don't know what that team looks like next year. They've got some things to do, but it's not
Lakers?
It's not even about him winning the championship. It's about him saying goodbye. Because when you think about it, if you're going layers of the NBA, you had certain guys and eras that you wanted to say goodbye to.
And I'm not saying Tim Duncan wasn't, because he was, but that was so Tim Duncan.
I mean, but he's so
boring.
But
certain guys, you're cheating the public if you don't take your victory lap.
The question was, seeing as how this team is constructed now and having Luka Doncic on the team, does that impact on how much longer you want to keep playing?
Yeah.
And then the reporter stammers, and he basically just says, like, how many more years do you have left?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I sat there and I did the math. My wife and I, we carried the three, divided it by, and we're thinking we got 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You see this for Christian Bale's movies? He's lost and gained 610 pounds.
Oh, I know that. When he did the Makinist.
So, say that again?
Christian Bale, for all his movie roles.
Yes.
The amount of weight he lost and gained combined was 610 pounds.
He almost died when he did the Machinist, as some people pronounce it. Wow. But like he got so low in weight that I think he got beneath 100 pounds.
Really?
And then they had to tell him, like, hey, man, you got to effing stop.
Yeah.
Even in Ford versus Ferrari, he was emaciated.
Yeah. Which role did he gain all the weight for? Because he
Chaney.
The old man. Yeah. Chaney.
Yeah.
So, oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about
him. In like 80 pounds.
Yep.
He was actually the lead in that movie I talked earlier, Exodus, Gods, and whatever, Kings. Yeah. He played Moses in that.
610 pounds?
That's incredible.
Combined,
what do you think about that? Yeah, golf. I know, like, Robert De Niro gained and lost 60 pounds to play Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull.
Well, did he gain weight or wear like a fat suit to play
no,
Capone?
No, he gained the weight.
No, I'm saying for Capone in Untouchables.
Oh, I don't know. I know he did it for Raging Bull.
Okay.
I thought he actually gained the weight for that. The one with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
I thought he actually gained the weight for that. I thought. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Orioles-Yankees recap. At 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. Something you talked about earlier just triggered something in my mind. I'm going to give it to the worst, unluckiest stick-up team ever.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time for us to give out shovels, because that's what we do. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
The unluckiest stick-up team ever.
Used to be a stick-up kid.
It was just funny when you talked about, you know, like inexperienced people racing to the scene of a bank robbery or, you know, stick-up at a chicken place, whatever. They're gone already. You know, one car goes, you know, calm down the victims, but everybody got to go somewhere else. So we do this. Keep in mind, when I was, you know, in Times Square at the time, it was like there were thousands and thousands of people on the street because it was, you know, it was wild, just wild, especially, you know, at night and the weekends and all. So...
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But at the time, so I'm in plain clothes with my partner, Dan, you know, Chris Mullen's cousin named Dan Mullen, and a robbery in the progress comes up. I was at a Popeye's. I think it was 34th and 8th. And
love that chicken from Popeye's.
So everybody's, you know, all, you know, everybody's going because, you know, it's a serious crime, obviously armed robbery. So we go and we end up, we don't go to the chicken place. We hit the hole. We end up running down the subway that, you know, right underneath it to see if we get lucky. And the description is it's a black and white stick up team. One guy wearing a brown leather bomber jacket, one guy wearing a field jacket, green, you know, the military ones. Yeah. So picture me and you in a, you know, leather jacket and a field jacket. We get down and sure enough, here they come. Exact description. I take my gun out, you know, put them on the wall at gunpoint. Danny goes over. You know, we got them pinned on the wall. He pats them down, hits them in the waistband.
Now, this is an armed robbery.
guns drop out of their waistband.
Okay. But it was reported as an armed robbery.
Yes.
Okay, so the reason why I'm saying that for the people is wondering, well, why did he take his gun out? Because it was reported as an armed robbery.
Right, yes.
So go ahead.
Yeah, gunpoint robbery.
Yeah.
So we got them. Sure enough, pistols fall out right onto the, you know, the floor of the subway platform. We cuff them up, explain this Republic. In police work, if it's too much time has passed, you have to have a lineup or a photo array. You know, put them with five other people, and you know, if it's immediate, you can have a show up. You show the victim the guys you just got, because this was in minutes, mm-hmm. and that's constitutional. So we do, not them. Wrong guys. So these guys' luck was so bad.
Wow, did they? Oh,
they were
gosh.
Bad guys, but they didn't stick up Popeyes.
They stuck somebody else up.
That's what they did. They had records. They were bad people. But they didn't commit that crime that night. They just happened to be the unluckiest guys ever and actually fit the same clothing and physical description of the guys that robbed Popeyes. And they were carrying guns.
And you thought so the worst thing that would happen going to Popeyes is maybe choking on a biscuit.
Yeah.
Stuck up when it's... Come on, man.
Yeah.
Dirty rice, man.
You know what's in the dirty rice? It's chicken livers.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's chicken livers in the dirty rice.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
You like chicken livers?
No, but I eat the hell out of that dirty rice.
You don't like chicken livers?
I mean, I don't choose to eat them. If they were in something or someone made
like
it.
Like gizzards?
Hell no, man. I ain't eating no gizzards.
Fried gizzards? You don't like fried gizzards?
You eat fried gizzards?
I used to.
Ed, do you?
No.
I mean, I think that guy would eat anything.
I haven't had it in a while.
I just haven't had them, yeah.
I haven't had it in a while. What's your shovel going to, Jeremy?
It's going to Tyrese Halliburton's dad. And
John!
I know you did this earlier this week, which he deserved. Well, then he got interviewed. Somebody asked him to where he said, man, everybody's saying I was staring at Giannis. I wasn't looking at him. I was looking through him. Man, shut up. You were looking through him. Your dumbass got up on the floor, faced the way that nobody's standing beside Giannis, and you stared through him to see what? Just, why can't people say I effed up and I'm sorry? I shouldn't have been there. It's such a simple thing in life to do, and people refuse to do it. You got to get but. No, no, no. This is what I was doing. This is what I meant. No, no. This is what happened, bud. You got up, you stared down Giannis, and you're lucky he didn't ragdoll your sorry ass.
What did Charles Barkley say?
Charles Barkley said he would have dropped him, or his words were, I would have clocked him had he came up to me after a game.
Any doubt in your mind about that?
No. Nope. No, he threw a guy through a plate glass window at a bar for trying to start some stuff with him.
Exactly.
So I just... Again, like, I love Tyrese Halliburton, and a lot of people are, the whole overrated thing, people are talking trash about him, but don't let your dad, Tyrese, don't let your dad ruin this for you.
See, I don't even put this on Tyrese yet, because Tyrese called his dad out right afterwards.
No, I'm saying don't let them.
Okay.
You know, go, put them in their place.
Ja's letting his dad do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this before, different reason. My shovel goes out to people who don't understand how to use social media. Listen, folks, this messenger on the inboxes, you contact us through those because you don't have our personal contact.
Mm-hmm.
So if you inbox me on Twitter, you can't, let me get the exact, you can't start the message off with between you and me and want me to tell you some inside information. Between you and me? You inbox me on social media and want me to tell you some secret? Are you kidding me? And my response is, it's never between you and me when it's in writing. It's never between us. That's a screenshot away from me telling you something that I have no business telling you. This is social, folks, it's social media. You follow people and you friend people, social media style friend people. It's not real friendships. Because if it was, you'd text me with my phone number.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't send an inbox. I mean, let's keep this thing in. Let's follow the rules. Social media is a platform for us to talk to the masses, not a platform for us to give you stuff that we give to privately. That's mm-hmm. not how that works. What's up, Jeremy?
Can I give you one more? Did you guys see the Pirates fan that fell?
Yes.
How's
he doing?
So this was from somebody at the game. Said he. I was sitting five rows behind him. He was so drunk. He ripped his shirt off and poured half a beer all over himself. He jumped up from his seat when the Pirates got the hit. He jumped up so quick while being drunk, he literally propelled himself off the ledge. Ugh. He didn't do it on purpose. No one pushed him. He was there with his girlfriend, a friend, and another lady. The friend ran to the lower deck in center field and jumped onto the field. So,
would it be cruel for him to be injured and for us to still give him a shovel?
No, come on, man.
Load it up, Joe.
Act like you've been there before.
Load it up, Joe.
Drunk ass.
Let's go to Ed in Towson, who has a shovel. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. And I'm going to give a shovel to my son. And Jeremy's going to be okay with this shovel. He's going to be okay with what this boy's doing. Now, I always like to preface it with, he's high functioning autism. And Rob said this a while back. Sometimes kids, you know, on the spectrum, they know what they be doing.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But it's like, okay. It's like, okay, you know, you got me with the special needs. I'm going to roll with it.
Yes, they do.
This joker, he has been pranking half the family. And they all laughing about it. My mama, 91 years old, she called me the other day. She says, baby Ed called, who is Big Lou? And you know the commercials y'all got on the fan?
Oh, baby.
This joker, he calls up, y'all might not listen to him. This joker calls up to people, and he called my daughter all the time. She drives her crazy. Carson.
Yeah, the lawyer commercial, yeah.
Yes, do you owe taxes? Then you need to pay them, or the IRS is coming after you. And he, oh my God, he pranks everybody. I'm like, dude, why are you doing that? And he just has such a wonderful time telling all these people. He's pranking all the people. He called. We were driving the car the other day, Rob. We're going down the road. He said, look, Dad. He calls and leaves it on the machine. He said, I should call Carson up, right? I said, no. He's 23 now. He's above age. He was going to call it. I said, you can't call it with the ED commercial. No, we can't do it.
With the ED commercial.
Oh, I said, you can't call your sister with the ED commercial. You can't do that. Oh, you think that might be inappropriate, Dad? Yes, that might be a problem. You might get your ass kicked, so don't do that. But he does everything. And they call me laugh. They say, you know what your boy did? I said, I know what he did. He having fun. Y'all having fun. He makes the world a little bit better, baby.
They have no BS in them. That's the thing about it, man. They have none. They don't. I'm telling you, man. I drove down the pictures that I showed the other day. Me and Robbie going to the stadium. The entire time, Ed, we're going down to the stadium, he's making fun of me about anything.
Dude, I wish I had a recording of his laugh right now, because it just when he was mocking us at, you know, at the pickles. I mean, the green turtle. I mean,
yeah.
That's why he wanted to get there early the other day. I said, why do you want to get there so early? I want to go to pickles. And then we got the pickles. Can we go on the field? I said, you want to go do both? He said, why can't we do both? I said, okay, let's hang out at Pickles for a couple of minutes. And he asked me, where does Brandon Hodge sit? I said, right there. He said, can you take a picture of me there? He wanted to sit in Brandon Hodge's chair. O's Yankees at 9:00. We're going over the series that was. Birds took 2 out of 3 from them, but on the other side, Jeremy. I don't have no money. Can I still gamble?
Yeah. I mean, I went 2-3 in my top plays, called the Oriole win. Had to hit my top play overall, but man, some tough spots last night. We'll go over that. Talk about today. I love both NBA games tonight, and there's a handful of baseball games in just great spots. I'll tell you my favorite play when we come back in the Daily Line.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, if you're Dominguez, you have no idea what you're getting here. Could be a fastball, could be that slider for the third time in a row, or could be a changeup.
It was a changeup!
Look at Bake. You don't think he's fired up, folks? That's big time down. 3-0. How about back-to-back sliders to get it to 3-2? Then his own airbender right here. Shake and bake, folks.
Yeah. I love Bron Baker. You know that. That's one of my favorite guys. I was so happy he had a good spring training because it was either make the team or make somebody else's team.
Yeah. Sit your Martian ass down, Jason. Or Jason. Why has he got two S's in his first name? What the hell is that? Anyway, that's courtesy of Masson. And Domingo, by the way, that kid's going to be really good. I don't know about in the field, but he can hit. They might have Juan Soto on their team already, and they don't know it. The way that kid's been hyped up.
There's a lot of guys coming up now that gloves in.
Yeah. It's like, we didn't play catch. Like, it used to be, hey, we hit off the island. We don't walk off the island, right? And now it's like, we hit off the island, we don't field off the island. It's like, that's kind of how it's making you feel, man, because there's some really special players. But like, even O'Neill Cruz was playing shortstop, and he made so many errors, they said, take your ass to center field. Mm-hmm. You know, like Rafael Devers, we were like, hey, we're going to play Bregman at third. You're not playing third. You stink. We've seen it, but because you hit so well, you're going to get those opportunities over and over again. So anyway, last night went 2-3 in my top plays. I had the under in the Twins Guardians game. I hit that. And by the way, they tried to make it interesting late. It went to 4-2 as it was just 0-0 for almost the entire game. Royals and Rays over. I was just writing this up. I've suggested the Royals Rays over back-to-back days, and the bats have just not shown up. I think the one last night was 3-0. There was another one that was, it may have been 2-1 or 3-1. And I'm going, these are perfect hitting situations. Again, it's telling me to take the Rays over. I ain't touching it, which probably means that damn game's going to go over just because I'm not staying true to what I normally do. I just don't like the way the bats are hitting in that series.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But I did, again, lost that one. And the one that hurt, really, the Cardinals-Reds game was 6-0. Such great hitting weather. In the 8th inning or 9th inning, they started hitting a bunch of bombs because it was 1-0 the whole game. And then they scored 5 runs, I think, in the 8th. And then you saw what happened in the second game as the hitting took off. So I was on the wrong game with the total. That one went under. The one that hurt me was the Phillies and Nats. It was coasting along, and then it was 4-2, and you're like, okay, we're good. They give up one more run, and you're like, okay, we're fine. And then JT Realmuto hits a home run in the 8th, and it puts it over the total. There were some other runs scored, but again, just a frustrating loss there, but went 2-3. In my top plays. So where do we go? What are we looking at today? I'll start with the NHL. I like Vegas and Minnesota to go under the 5.5. I think it's a good spot there for an under. We missed our under last night with the Jets and Blues as both teams went off. In the NBA, both of these plays are going to be top plays for me. I'm going back to the well, and I bet on the Clippers the past 4 games. Won the first one and then lost the last 2 as the Nuggets have just showed up. Clippers are favored by 6.5. It's an elimination game at home. They have to get up for this. This has to be a Kawhi or Harden game or both. Like, Kawhi is such an interesting guy, man, because like when he plays and he's playing as well as he can, he's still one of the best players in the league. We just don't see him do it.
It makes me sick with that.
Oh, God. Who was he just talking about when he's talking about legacy or something, and he said something, and I'm going, he just doesn't get it, man.
No, he doesn't.
He just doesn't get it. I think he was talking about his legacy and where he fits in the pantheon of things. And as I was saying to you, like, I don't know where you rank him because he's won multiple championships. He did it with 2 teams. He was one of the best defensive players in the league, if not the best defensive player for a long period of time, the best two-way player in the league. And then he's just become load management. I wonder what the dudes in the 80s with their bad backs that were out there running up and down the floor. I wonder what Kevin McHale thinks, who played the entire playoffs with a broken foot, that our boy Kawhi sitting out because it's load management.
What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he was late in his career still playing every night? What about
pick anybody.
The guy from the UCLA just died?
We would love Bill Walton.
Bill Walton trying his best to get out on the floor during his last days with the Celtics. Come on, man.
Yeah. So
to me, he is a product of today's NBA.
I love the Clippers and I love the Knicks. I think the Clippers extend the series back to Denver, and I think the Knicks win tonight and close it out. It's weird to see the line movement here because I saw the Pistons were favored by 2 and all the money's coming in on Detroit because everybody expects close game at home and the Pistons win, right?
Yep.
The line's going the wrong direction. So sharp money coming in on the Knicks. I will be with the sharp money. I'm playing them. Both are top plays. Major League Baseball, 3 weather spots to take note. Mets under, great spot. Cleveland over, phenomenal spot. Giants under, another good spot. So where are we going today? I like the Angels plus 110. You say Kikuchi is on the mound for the Angels. He actually grades out better than Detroit starting pitcher Casey Mize. I'm going to take my chance with the Angels at home. Something happened in last night's game where they pulled Mike Trout. They pinch hit for him, and they never said why. Like
knee soreness.
Is that what it is? Okay. So, I mean, it's always something, but God, we can't have nice things. So the Angels plus 110 is going to be a play for me. I am going to be on the Giants and Rockies to go under the 7.5. Guess who grades out as the best pitcher on today's slate? That would be the team facing the Rockies. Justin Verlander. They're not in Coors. They're in San Francisco. He grades out as the best. And the Rockies are trotting out Kyle Freeland. I still think he can keep. I actually like the left-handed lineup better for the Giants than I do their right-handed lineup. But I think he can keep them at bay. And even if they score a couple runs, I think Justin Verlander is just going to shut down this Rockies lineup. They are so bad against right-handed pitching. And then moving on to a couple other games, I like the Cardinals Reds to go over 9. But my top three plays in Major League Baseball today, Arizona and the Mets to go under 8. Pitching matchup for you is Kode Senga, who I really like him. That gyro ball that he throws is just fantastic. And on top of that, Arizona is going to be trotting out Zach Gallen. So it's a really good pitching matchup, and the weather supporting an under. Yes, please. Washington, Philly over 9.5. Nothing weather related here. I mean, you can kind of see what the weather's like outside in Baltimore. And usually Philly is kind of close to it. But here we go. Pitching in today's game. The third worst pitcher on today's slate is Taijuan Walker. And he just had another one of those Houdini games where you're like, man, did he really not give up all those runs we thought?
Tight roped everything.
He is terrible, and Washington should be able to hit him. And, oh, Lord, Washington's trotting out Brad. Brad Lord. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Phillies are going to feast on this cat. 9.5, I'll take it. And my
cannot defeat the Lord.
And my favorite play today is the Minnesota-Cleveland over. We get Simeon Woods-Richardson, yep, against Ben Lively, not worried about either one of these guys. Great hitting weather. Top play for me today, Minnesota-Cleveland over 9. Recap real quick. The Guardians over, the Phillies over, the Mets under, Clippers, Knicks. Those are my top plays.
Aaron Judge, a while ago, was the fastest player to reach 300 home runs for his career. I think last night he became the fastest to reach 325. Okay. I'm trying to back that up. I think I saw that on the screen, on the monitor up there. I'm trying to back that up.
Well, you and I were talking about it. Like, so when he came into the major leagues, he was a little bit older, yeah, than most. And then he wasn't as highly touted as a lot. Like, Jorge Mateo was with the Yankees. He was a bigger prospect at that time. I'm not saying that Judge didn't turn into the bigger prospect player eventually. Right. But, like, Jorge Mateo was higher because he was stealing, like, 60 bases in the minor leagues. And then he bounced around.
Aaron Judge was part of the regime of the Yankees where they said, you know what? We're done with these old players. Let's bring the younger players in to see what they can do. Mm-hmm. He was part of that.
Yeah.
He was part of it. Well, let's just see what they can do.
I can't believe how, like, I want to hate him so much just because he's on the Yankees. But sometimes you just watch somebody that's so good at something and you're in awe that you can't hate him.
I love what he does. Sometimes he runs his mouth too much.
Oh, no, he chirps.
We'll find that out on the other side as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ben McDonald will join us at 9:30 to talk Orioles baseball. But on the other side, it was a bench clearing meeting. Meeting yet last night. You're going to hear from one Aaron Judge. Also, Heston Kjerstad on the matter as well, up next on The Fan.